If those first few days of the 115th Congress are any indication, federal employee unions and associations will have a lot to talk about in 2017. Tony Reardon is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. He says he's on a mission this year to educate Congress and the new administration about what federal employees actually do. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco more about NTEU's top priorities.
I would say that probably the four top issues for us in for NTEU in 2017 are, number one, protecting retirement. Number two, fair pay for federal employees, obviously. Number three, staffing and agency funding, you know, being appropriate for our federal agencies. And the final thing is employee rights. Those are all critically important issues. In terms of protecting federal retirement, I mean, as I said, it's a high priority for NTEU. You know, the reality is, Nicole, that I'm pretty concerned, and I believe NTEU overall, our members are concerned about past efforts to increase retirement contributions or to make cuts to federal retirement. I'm concerned that those kinds of actions could resurface because we've faced them in the past. You know, the reality is, and this is one of the things that I often talk to our members about, the reality is that when federal employees come into federal service, I believe that Congress, in fact, makes somewhat of a pact with them. And, you know, the pact is essentially this, that if a federal employee comes in and works for a certain number of years and does an acceptable job, they are going to be provided at the end with a modest but fair retirement. And, you know, unfortunately, when Congress comes in and starts to look at trying to balance the budget, for example, on the backs of federal employees by going after federal retirement, then the opportunity to move away from that pact, if you will, is all too real for federal employees. And I believe that it is absolutely unfair to take away retirement benefits from federal employees who've really dedicated their careers to serving their country. You know, I think to further expound on that, I would say that, you know, we really have a retirement crisis in this country. And in fact, many folks, and I think this is, I'm sure you're probably aware of this, but many people don't have adequate savings. And adding federal workers to that mix, I believe, is just absolutely unacceptable. So NTEU is going to really fight hard any attempts to weaken retirement formulas and require federal employees to contribute more. So anything that would, by design, require federal employees to contribute more, we're going to fight pretty hard against. Now, in terms of getting meaningful federal pay raises, I would say, Nicole, that, you know, if we look at 2011, 12, and 13, there were no federal pay increases, right? And then we had a couple of years where there were 1% increases. Then there was a 1.3. Now we're looking at a 2.1% increase on average for 2017. And I will tell you that, you know, certainly we're happy to see that there are at least increases. But candidly, those increases that we've seen, that we're going to see in 2017 and what we've seen over the past couple of years is really unacceptable. And this is the key point. It is really damaging to employee morale, A, and B, it is making it incredibly difficult for agencies to recruit and to retain high-quality employees. And that ultimately is not good for our agencies, and it's not good for the American taxpayer. So I'm hopeful that we're going to start to see a Congress that really takes seriously its responsibility to adequately compensate federal employees. Now, let me just also tell you this, that and this is just kind of a quick background story. You know, when it became clear toward the end of November that the military was going to receive the 2.1% pay increase, candidly, we at NTEU saw an opportunity to adjust the pay raise before the deadline passed. And so what we did was we contacted key members of Congress, and we asked them that they really urge the president to change his original proposal of 1.6%, which, you know, for federal employees, we asked them to change that to 2.1%. And, you know, I'm really proud, candidly, to say that our efforts worked and that President Obama issued his new alternative pay plan with the 2.1% increase for federal employees as, you know, the new amount. But, you know, along with that, there were obviously many members of Congress who were very important participants in that fight. And I want to say very loudly that I'm grateful to those members of Congress who stepped up for federal workers on that. So that's the issue on pay.
Yeah, just wanted to jump in on the pay issue a little bit. So do you feel that you have to change your game plan a little bit, considering that the 115th Congress is controlled by, you know, Republicans, and there's going to be a Republican in the White House? I mean, what you just described with the 2.1% pay raise, I mean, that worked, it sounds like, pretty well, because you had a President Obama say yes to that proposal and to those lawmakers. But do you feel that you need to kind of change the way you approach that issue of pay in the future here?
You know, I guess I would say this. The reality is that I think oftentimes people don't have, when I say people, I'm referring to the new administration and the new Congress, I think they oftentimes don't have a real good understanding of what it is that federal employees do and why the work that federal employees do is so important to the effective and efficient running of our country, and so important, candidly, in many respects, to our economy. You know, I would point, for example, to, you know, there are a lot of folks that don't understand that the IRS brings in 93% of our government's revenue. And if you don't understand that, it might not be meaningful to you that the IRS budget has been cut by $1 billion since 2010, and that has resulted in more than 20,000 employees no longer at the IRS able to make sure that people are compliant in paying their taxes. So, I mean, my point is that I think there is an education process that needs to occur. And so one of the things that I'm going to be doing a great deal of, and we've already started here at NTEU, is we're going to be making a compelling case to the new administration and to the new Congress about why it is so important to appropriately pay federal employees and why it's so important to make certain that federal agencies are provided with the funding that they so desperately need so that they can provide employees with the tools and the resources that they need to do the work of the American people.
That's Tony Reardon, president of the National Treasury Employees Union, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Find this story and all of Nicole's coverage of the 115th Congress at federalnewsradio.com.